The Magen Midubna had been expanding about women in Chazal's teachings, and he quoted the verse that says, I find the woman to be more bitter than death. A person who is good before God will run away from that. That, Chazal say, is a reference to perdition. An evil woman, person stays far away from, Chazal warned us. And you'd think that that seems to be simple advice, doesn't it? But it's not so simple, because there are many different things that attract a person. And sometimes a person says, I know it's not good for me, but it's still attractive, and it still has a pull, it draws. And so Chazal sometimes gave us very simple advice, but advice that we might not want to heed. Chazal say, what happens if a person married a woman who's an evil woman, and he realizes this isn't good for me? So this isn't our marriage class, because for our marriage class we'd say, so work on your middos and figure out how to make it work, but I'm not here to stick in too many of my two cents into Rav Nissim Gaon's work. So he's quoting that Chazal say, if a person married an evil woman, and the ksuba is very expensive, meaning his alimony is going to be way more than he can afford. So then the verse says, the Talmud says that about this, the verse says, Nitanani Hashem bidelo uchal kum. God gave me in the hands of one who I can't stand up against. That's an evil woman who the divorce is going to cost too much. And Rav Nissim Gaon now gives us some very important insights. He says, the trait of an evil woman is that she controls her husband. And anytime he tries to eat, she picks a fight with him. As the Talmud says, Mekashtale taka u mekashtale puma. She adorns his table and adorns her mouth. As she sets the table, she sets her mouth. He comes to eat, and she's got a mouthful to tell him about what's wrong with him and why different things to fight with him. Now, it's very interesting that he learns that verse in Talmud to be, that line to be literal. I always understood that line to be figurative. Chazal often referred to the table, I understood to mean she really dresses herself beautifully, she entices him, and then she's got a mouthful to say. As though, not so fast, buddy, wait, I still got a word with you. Why is it that you're so careful on Shabbos and you won't take me on a date if the showing of that movie is just 30 minutes after sunset? Why can't we be there on time? Oh, suddenly you're so pious. She's got her claims, and he sees that she's pulling him in the wrong direction. It's interesting, he continues and tells us something that the Talmud makes a point of teaching us. It says that there were rabbis who had wives who were really not fit for them. And the Talmud tells us about Rav, that his wife had full control of the house. The great Rav, the disciple of Rebbe, he was so holy that he'd never say a word in vain. The Talmud tells us magnificent stories about Rav, but his wife, she controlled him. And she'd always argue on it with him. If he'd come home and say, can you make me some lentils? So she'd make him some, he'd ask for barley soup, he'd ask for kidney beans, she'd make him green peas. Every time he'd ask for green peas, she'd make him kidney soup, kidney beans. And whatever they'd discuss, if he showed an indication he wanted one way, she'd go the other way. Bedavka.
I think it would be easier for him to figure out just to ask for the opposite.
Right, right. And when his son, Chia, he had an uncle named Rabbi Chia, and he had a son named Rabbi Chia. When his son grew up, so he saw what his mother kept doing to his father. So whenever his father would tell him, son, could you ask your mother to make some kidney bean soup? He'd ask her for green bean soup. And then she'd switch it. And then, because he'd switch his father's request on her, she'd actually make what he wanted. And she meant to get him upset, to get on his nerves. And Rav says to his son, praise the Lord. I see that your mother has changed her mind. After all these years, she's decided that she wants to do my will. And Rabbi Chiya, his son, says, I swear by your life, I swear by the life of your head, that's not what's going on. We'll pick up here next time.